My time is too expensive.
This is KJR, serving the sound from Seattle.
19-year-old youth has entered a surprise plea of guilty to murder charges and the death of a woman in a Seattle apartment. Details of this and other stories on Seattle Today in 25 KJR minutes. This is Charles C. Boland. This is Charles C. Boland with Seattle Today at 3:55 p.m.
Good morning. A surgical team headed by Dr. Michael DeBakey has begun a heart transplant at Methodist Hospital in Houston. The hospital did not release names of the donor or the recipient. There's speculation members of the American vessel Pueblo may be set free in the near future. In Panmunjom, Korea, some North Korean September issue of Seattle Magazine hits the newsstands this a.m. with article calling for removal of Charles Carroll from his job as King County prosecutor. This has been Seattle Today from KJR, where we forecast at 8 a.m. sunny and warm today, except for some isolated patches.
All American Sports on KJR, Seattle, Channel 95.
Now, here's Chuck Mullen. Cookie Gilchrist traded to Miami by the Denver Bronx. Cookie, a bad cat. He makes trouble constantly, thrives on it. He's always been a big, overweight boy riddled with complexes. He'll never get along with anyone on any team. If Miami can get a few good runs from him, it will help their new American League team. This is Chuck Boland, and that's the way the ball bounces.
This is Chuck Boland, KTAC News. The valves were turned today by computer and oil began flowing through the Alaska pipeline, the start of the oil flow from the far north slopes.
Ball, football, and fun, KTAC.
Husky fans think they have the Pac-8 Rose Bowl representative, do they? UW fans seem to be worried more about the USC-UCLA game next week than this week's game against the Cougars. What a mistake! Nothing quite compares with success other than more success. Good example, my weekly football predictions. After last week's uncanny analysis, surely this week you'll want to take some notes. I can't always be brilliant in my predictions every week, but I'm sure it just seems that way to you. Yes, that all-important issue of the day that concerns all of us, does television control sports? Does the sun set in the west? Superstars, those insipid tennis challenge matches, and others are all staged for fun and profit by the networks. Even the dummy down the street you know can tell you that. Seattle Seahawks won't be contenders for two or three more years, according to coach Jack Patera. I like Jack Patera. I think he's a fine coach. I find his statements about the Seahawks perplexing. Either Patera is telling it like it is, or like all the other pro and college coaches, he's trying to cover his you-know-what. And I think it's the latter. Psychologist Sally Beck says the so-called Mr. Atlas physique is on its way out. She told delegates at the International Conference on Love and Attraction in Wales that the muscle-bound men appeal to only 1% of the American female population. So all you muscle-bound, thick-skulled apes will just have to play by yourselves with your barbells. This is Chuck Boland, and that's the way the ball bounces.
Tacoma's shining star. See?